T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two men dead after a shooting in southwest Wichita.
Around 3 p.m. Saturday, officers responded to a shooting call in the 1600 block of South Fern. Officers found two 20-year-old men with multiple gunshot wounds laying on the ground in front of a residence in the 1500 block of West Merton at the corner of Merton and Fern. Both men were transported to an area hospital where they died from their injuries. An 18-year-old man and 19-year-old woman inside of the residence were questioned. The man was arrested and booked into jail for burglary. Police say this is not a random incident and there are no outstanding suspects. The investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The FBI says a 51-year-old Hutchinson man is dead following an Arizona shooting involving a U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officer who was not injured. The FBI identified the man killed in the Friday night incident as Tyler Miller, the owner of TNT Bonding in Hutchinson. The FBI says the shooting occurred in Oak Creek Canyon, north of Sedona, but released no information on circumstances of the shooting. Attorney General Derek Schmidt and two county prosecutors are asking the Kansas legislature to strengthen the state's law against abusing the elderly.
Schmidt, Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe, and Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett say they want lawmakers to expand the legal definition for mistreating an elderly person. Legislators convene their annual session on Monday. The current law makes financial abuse a felony but does not cover physical abuse against the elderly. The proposal from Schmidt, Howe, and Bennett would list inflicting a physical injury, unreasonably confining or unreasonably punishing elders as mistreatment. Also, their proposal would include violations of laws governing guardians and financial conservatorships in the definition of mistreatment of the elderly. Schmidt says as the state's elderly population grows, it needs to update its laws. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The average price for a gallon of regular gasoline jumped 3 cents nationally over the past 3 weeks to $2.54 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's because of higher crude oil prices, and the price could rise a bit more.
The high in this panel of cities in the lower 48, San Francisco, $3.22 for regular, and the low is Tucson at $2.10.
The current average is 16 cents above where it was a year ago. The author of Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, says access he was given to the White House and President Trump shaped his tell-all book.
On NBC's Meet the Press, author Michael Wolff said in researching and interviewing for Fire and Fury,
"My goal was to keep going until somebody said, go away."
But assertions Wolff said he was given of the president being incapable of his job invoked early thoughts of constitutional means of removing the president from office.
Sort of in the mid-period, we're not at a 25th Amendment level yet.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has disputed the book's claims of the president not being engaged. CIA Director Mike Pompeo called its contents absurd. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday.
And over the weekend, we had Kellogg and I-235 closed down for some bridge work there in the construction project they have going. Well, that is open once again. In fact, they opened it 6 o'clock last night, so they got done even earlier than intended. It is open once again there. Again, that's Kellogg and I-235. Still road construction going on in the area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Despite a chilly start to the day across Wichita and South Central Kansas, we'll finally start to see temperatures go above normal again. The high this afternoon, 54 with sunshine, partly cloudy, 32 overnight, and a breezy day on Tuesday with a high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 28 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning, January 8th. Oh, we had some light rain, then sunshine, and warmer across Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 49 degrees. Normal high for the date, 42. We've been registering 20 degrees below normal here as we started the new year, but now we're getting up there above normal. And you heard our high is going to be in the mid-50s today. National Weather Service reports 6/100ths precipitation near Eisenhower Airport. It's about that much.
Not much, but you can see it on the streets this morning.
A couple of drops, a little moisture.
It's frozen a little bit, and it kind of sparkles when you drive on it.
Yeah. On this date in 1987, a winter storm that moved from the southern Rockies to the central plains buried parts of southern Colorado and northern New Mexico with 1 to 1.5 feet of snow. The same winter storm would produce around 7 inches of snow in Wichita on the 8th and the 9th of 1987. I don't remember that day, but I know I was here. Or somewhere in Wichita. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted. And on January 8th, 1935, rock and roll legend Elvis Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
It's Elvis's birthday.
It's Elvis's birthday today. Also, looking back at 1987 again, okay?
So how old would Elvis have been?
35.
83?
35.
If he had lived. Hard to imagine Elvis at 83.
Not the way he was burning the candle.
That's true.
On this date in 1987, again, going back to that year, for the first time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 2,000, ending the day at 2,002. The other day it closed above 25,000.
Yeah, so it's increased in value 12 times in the last 30 years.
Yeah, that's 30 years, right? Yeah. Quite a difference. Going up quite a bit.
Well, inflation in the stock market.
A North Dakota man who allegedly wheeled a shopping cart of stolen items out of a Hobby Lobby craft store was stopped cold in his tracks, literally. Police say Dustin Johnson filled the cart up with about $4,000 worth of products last week at the store in Minot. After it got stuck in the snow in the parking lot and tipped over, Johnson reportedly took off. But it wasn't that hard to find him, along with the merchandise Johnson also left behind, his wallet, which contained identification and his address. He was charged.
It gets pretty easy at that point.
Yeah, that's you don't have to be a Inspector Clouseau to
don't even have to follow tracks in the snow to get that one figured out.
But $4,000 worth of products in one shopping cart at a Hobby Lobby.
I mean, he wasn't getting toilet paper. He was
he must have found the good stuff there.
He was getting
right?
some high price items, man.
At a Hobby Lobby, that's all right, fine. A 99-year-old hunter in Mississippi wants to know why people are making a big fuss about her recent kill. It was a doe, after all, not a prized buck. The Clarion Ledger reports Bertha Vickers used a Winchester to kill a doe recently a few miles from her rural home. Relatives posted pictures of Vickers and her kill on Facebook. People sent messages of congratulations. Vickers lives near the farming community where she grew up in northern Mississippi outside Starkville. She still mows her own yard and enjoys squirrel hunting. She turns 100 this week. So, Granny did not get run over by a reindeer.
Still getting it done.
Granny popped a reindeer, or at least a deer.
She's not just sitting at home watching TV.
You know, it's some of these, and it's an older person, you know, out in these rural areas. They've taken care of themselves all their lives, and it's not a big deal. So I shot a deer, big deal. I'm 99, so I shot a deer. All right, Kansas legislature convenes in Topeka today. 125 members in the House, 40 in the Senate. They've got a few items to take up. They don't seem to have all those. Well, they've got the school thing, school funding every year. Who knows what they'll go with that? Because they've been told they haven't funded that adequately again. And there are a few other items, but. They got a $600 million increase in taxes last year. What'll they do with that? They have to supposed to balance the budget in their 90 days, and they usually don't do it in 90 days, right, Ted?
In recent years, not really.
It's taken a little more time. There's a, so
sometimes a little hard for the folks in Topeka to get on the same page. Also, just coming up today and looking at what's going on with the Steve and Ted Show at 7:10 this morning, Detective Wendy Hummel will be with us for the Crime Stoppers update.
Crime Stoppers update.
Yep, you could earn, you know, or make some money there. Up to $2,500 if you know something about a crime, anonymously. That's Crime Stoppers coming up at 7:10. And then 7:35, we have Mondays with the Mayor. Mayor Jeff Longwell.
Very nice. Great 7 o'clock hour coming up.
Now, last week, he couldn't be with us. He had a meeting come up or something.
Was that what the deal was?
Yeah. As I understand it, we've got the first city council meeting of the year coming up tomorrow. This is what my research is showing me. Got a couple of items on there to talk about. And I'm understanding that tonight at City Hall, they're going to swear in the new council members.
Who are?
Cindy Claycomb's one of them. I can't
remember. Okay.
Is there just two? I don't know. I haven't done my research. I have forgotten already. Cindy's one of them. I think there's two.
Okay. Must be really top-notch news right there for
you. Well, it's not in a high on my list, but I was trying to figure out what, you know, I didn't know they were going to swear them in tonight. Found that out. And I've got to find out who they're going to swear in tonight. So, you know, I'm about halfway prepared this morning. About halfway.
That's Monday.
It's Monday, and it's been an interesting weekend. I'm not in a very good mood because of what I thought was a complete football disaster in Kansas City. I'm still not in a good mood about that.
That was 2 days ago.
I know.
You haven't let that go yet?
No, I can't let it go. I'm sorry, but I'm making a lot of judgments about certain people who play or coach the Chiefs. And I'm thinking, could you get your head out of your rear end for a half, please? Anyway, that's a different story. And that's coming up. We might as well go and start in on the sports right now. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward here on a Monday morning. But we had the Shockers had another great showing last night. Yesterday afternoon, right, Ted?
Yep, the Shocks were at it. Ninth-ranked Wichita State at Coke Arena on a Sunday afternoon, taking on a not-very-good team, South Florida. And the Shockers took care of the Bulls with great dispatch. Shocks, once again, came out roaring and had things going pretty well for themselves and did not get much resistance from a South Florida team that's frankly not very good. The Shocks didn't care who the opponent was. They were going to get to accomplish what they wanted to, and that certainly led to a big day for a lot of different Shockers on the floor. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game yesterday on 103.7 KEYN.
Jiggins driving it, pulls up over a meat guard, might have been partially blocked, tipped out on the rebound to Zach Brown, bringing it up court. Fires ahead to Kaiser, going strong, and double pumps and lays it in.
What a beautiful pass by Zach Brown. Zach's doing just about everything today.
And C.J. Kaiser with a new career high of 8.
Yeah, Zach Brown was all over the place. 13 points, 5 of 5 shooting, 3 of 3 from 3-point range. You heard him get one of his assists right there. And on defense, he was locking down South Florida's leading scorer. So Zach Brown really a playing at a high level yesterday. Shaq Morris led the Shockers with 15 points, 7 of 9 shooting. He did pretty much whatever he wanted to in the paint. Austin Reeves got the start, finished with a career-high 7 assists on his way to a nice game as well. Lots of different Shockers pile up nice numbers as the Shockers decimated South Florida 95-57. Shocks led by as many as 44 points late in this game, won it by 38. They'll talk about it tonight on the WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, followed by women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock. Well, that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live out at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go have dinner with the Shocker coaches tonight for the coaches' shows. Marshall at 6, Adams at 7. They'll talk about Kansas basketball tonight on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That's at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks coming off a big road win over the weekend at TCU. Hockey action yesterday downtown at Intrust Bank Arena for the Wichita Thunder, finishing up 3 home games in 3 days, hosting the Kalamazoo Wings. Thunder got behind early, tied it up in the second period. It went to overtime, but only 2.5 minutes in, the Wings got a goal and won the game 3-2 in overtime. Wichita went 0-for-4 on power play opportunities in this one. 4,500 fans at that game yesterday. Back-to-back home losses for the Thunder at Kalamazoo, but with an overtime loss, Wichita does get a point and is now tied for second place in the Mountain Division. The college football national championship game is tonight in Atlanta. It's Alabama versus Georgia. Alabama is a 3.5-point favorite in this one. College football season will wrap up tonight. Live coverage of the title game at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College football title game tonight. And you've got we got a good baseball birthday today. One of the great relief pitchers of all time, Bruce Sutter. 65 years old today, of course, back in 1976. On his way up to the big leagues, pitched for the Wichita Arrows, Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Bruce Sutter went on to become a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He won a Cy Young Award with the Cubs, six-time All-Star, got himself a World Series ring with the St. Louis Cardinals, finished with 68 career wins and 300 career saves on his way with the Cubs, Cardinals, and Braves in his career. But on his way up to that great career, he made an appearance with the Wichita Arrows back in 76. Happy birthday to Hall of Fame pitcher Bruce Sutter, 65 years old today. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, the First District City Council, Brandon Johnson.
Okay.
And Sixth District, Cindy Claycomb. And I believe Clint Denon won re-election. So.
Okay.
There's your story. Instant research. You ask, and I give you the answer. How about that?
Very nice.
Good, huh?
I'm sure Mr. Johnston is not inviting you to his victory party.
Oh, nobody ever does. Nobody ever does. They don't know that we are the reason they win. We give them good publicity.
Hey, why not? If you can prove us wrong, prove it.
Yeah, we're transparent. 621 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it up for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Trump's economic successes. Todd's going to tell us all about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hi, this is Dr. Jody Galicia. Join us this weekend for another Take Your Health to Heart radio show, Saturday morning at 10. Compelling local guests from all fields of medicine, hot topics, and your phone calls. Take Your Health to Heart, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Now, right here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.